Sharon, brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord God Almighty for this opportunity that He has given unto me through Pastor Piri, that I may share on this platform daily devotion this week. May the good Lord richly bless all of you. Also, I want to thank all the ministers of the gospel that have been laboring to bring forth the word of life unto us. May the good Lord bless you for the wonderful work you are doing for the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am Brother Chavula Masuzio from Zambia. I want us to get into scriptures and look at something that is upon my heart. We shall take our text from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. It's a story that is well known about the children of Israel when they were facing Goliath. Now, I want us to look at it in a scenario in which a message is coming from Goliath. You know, Goliath had a message to deliver unto the children of Israel. And the children of Israel started paying attention to the message that Goliath had to deliver unto them on that day when they came together to battle. Now, the scriptures tell us that Goliath was a champion from his youth, and they came to battle with the Philistines as his army, and he came to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Israel, during this time, their king was Saul. Now, we say something that started happening as they were in a camp, the children of Israel, and the Philistines in their camp. The Bible clearly tells us, 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 8, that he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel. This is Goliath that stood and said unto them, "Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we'll be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and save us." And the Philistine said, "I defile the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now, brothers and sisters, you say that Goliath had the message, and that message is what the children of Israel paid attention to. You see, in this journey, when you start paying attention to a wrong thing, it affects the way you stand. It affects the way you believe and move in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Goliath had the message, and that message, when it was delivered, when he stood and started ministering, all the armies of the children of Israel, together with their king Saul, they started paying attention to the message that Goliath was delivering unto them. And that message started affecting them. Just like we have read on verse 8, that when the children of Israel heard those words, you see, the words which Goliath was delivering, the message that Goliath was delivering unto them, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Brothers, I want to pose a question. Together with you, my sisters, I want to pose a question. What are you paying attention to? What kind of the message are you paying attention to? Now, the message is important because it affects the way we look at things and the way we believe things. Now, it's not just the message that you have received of the hour. I want you to look at your condition or the situation you are going through. For example, one may be sick. Do you know that that sickness has got a message? And that message, there's a message coming from the source of our living and almighty God. And there's another component that is coming from the devil. It is like one coin with two sides. What we call a temptation to our God, it's a test. But how are you going to look at it and which message are you going to pick? See? Because most of us, we are paying attention to the message that is affecting the way we stand and we have fear within us. Just like the children of Israel, they had fear within them. Why? Because they paid so much attention to what Goliath was telling them. And we know that what comes from the devil, it comes to discourage the children of God. It comes to put fear in the children of God so that they cannot continue moving in the will of God. The devil desires to remove their attention from God so that they can put their attention to him. So the children of Israel, they had fear within them. Why? Because they were paying attention to a wrong message. A message that could not encourage them. A message that could not give them hope for deliverance. See? In that condition in which you are, look at the promise that God has given unto you and I, my brothers and sisters. We all know the story about David and Goliath. When David came on the scene, Goliath said words and David did not allow Goliath to continue speaking those words. That is how a true child of God should be. We should not allow a false message to continue speaking in our life. We should be able to shut it down when we hear it. Because the more you allow it, the more it will discourage you. The more it may draw your attention away from the reality of the word of God that you have received. And it will put fear in you. See? David, when he came, he asked the people, what is the promise that the king has given to the man that is going to fight Goliath? Brothers and sisters, I want you to pause for a second and look at that. Are we not supposed to be like David? Are we not supposed to look at the promises of God that he has given unto you and I? As the scriptures are telling us to say, the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at the promise that he has given unto you out of your condition. What is the promise for your condition? If the Lord promises you healing, if it is his will, look at that promise. The Lord can heal you. Do not allow sickness to put fear in you. Do not allow your condition to take you away from the presence of God. That you can be like the children of Israel that are dismayed and greatly afraid. We should be able to stand with courage and boldness like David, who was looking unto the promise which the king gave. Our Lord cannot fail us and will never fail us. But what are we paying attention to? Because our Master Lord Jesus Christ says, take heed on how you hear and what you hear. Be very careful, because what we hear will affect the way we look at things and the way we believe things and the way we do things. So what are we paying attention to? What message are we listening to in our life? Even in our daily activities, there are messages that we face every day. But what are we paying attention to? Is it a message coming from God? If it is from God, let's embrace it. Blessed be his name. But if it's of the devil, don't give it a second thought. Shut it down. Don't allow it to continue speaking in your life. The Lord is merciful. We see David, a young man that came with courage and boldness. He could not allow Goliath to continue speaking. He had to shut down Goliath. We can read 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'll read verse 44. Listen to what Goliath was saying. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, unto the beasts of the field." Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine. See, David responds there and then. "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled." Do you see that, brothers? So all this while, Saul and the children of Israel, they were hearing Goliath actually defiling the name of the Lord God of Israel. And nobody stood to defend what they believed. Nobody stood to shut down the false teaching that Goliath was introducing unto them, that had to put fear in their life. Until David came. And David says, "No, you are insulting our God." See? It has to take one to stand upon the promises of God, to say, "The word of the Lord says this." If it's the devil speaking, stand and say what the Lord says in that situation. Do not be afraid. He has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given unto us the spirit of power and of sound mind. The spirit of love. And love does not fail. Love is God Almighty. He has never failed. He can't fail us. But how do we look at things? Do we use the scriptures revealed unto us? Isaiah put it this way in Isaiah 53. "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" All these people, the children of Israel that came, they had fear. Was it not revealed unto them that as long as they obeyed God, God was going to give them victory? Did they believe the report of the Lord? See? They had a message from the devil that defeated them. We manifest what we pay attention to. We become what we hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. See, brothers and sisters. So what were they hearing? A wrong message from the wrong source. And that message corrupted them and gripped their hearts with fear. They could not stand. The same thing happens in the life of us if we are not careful to stand with the word of God. And we choose to hear from the devil. We will not be able to stand and wage war and defeat our enemies. But God desires for you and I to stand, that we may have victory over the powers of darkness. But that requires you and I to hear a message from above, from the throne of the Almighty God. And that message has to be revealed. The message of the Lord is being revealed. The promises of the Lord are yes and amen. Let's be like David. Let us look unto the promises of God. The promise that he has given unto us cannot fail. I want us to look at another scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." This is Paul. And to some people, they believe that actually Paul had a problem of the sight. When you read in Galatians, he complained of this problem of the eyes that he had. And this is what other people say. Obviously, this is what Paul was talking about when he wrote this letter to the Corinthians, to say, "A thorn in my flesh." It could be true. But here's my point, brothers and sisters. Paul had a messenger from the devil, but he did not choose to pay attention to that messenger, because the messenger has got a message. So meaning the messenger from the devil had a message, but Paul did not pay attention to that message. What did he do? Let us read verse 8. For these things I besought the Lord. Because of that thing, he sought the Lord. You see, that messenger from the devil made him to look unto the Lord. Not to look at the messenger and the one who's sending the messenger. It made him to look unto God. So what is afflicting your life? Let it be used as an opportunity to look unto God, not to shift your attention away from God to the source of the devil. No, brothers and sisters. That's not the way it should be. The children of Israel shifted their attention to Goliath, and Goliath managed to put fear in them. But look at what Paul is telling us here. Paul did not look at the thorn that he had. He did not pay attention to that messenger. He paid attention to the Almighty God who could heal him. He knew that this is the messenger from the devil, but that did not shift his attention away from the presence of the Almighty God. No, sir. No, my sister. It made him look more unto God. And Paul says, let me read it. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice. It made him thrice to sought the Lord. Because he believed. What was he looking unto? The promise of God that God can heal him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just like David asked, what is the promise that the king has given to the man who's going to face Goliath? We children of God, we should look at the promise that God has given unto us. Not the message from the devil. Yes, we have it within us. Just like Paul acknowledges, we are not denying that we do not have it. We have it, but we are going to use it to look unto God Almighty. Who can solve it? Because Paul says something wonderful. Let us read. That it may depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory be to God. When we are weak, the Lord is stronger. As long as we look unto him in our weakness to say, Lord, I am weak, but I depend upon thee. The Lord will help us. The Lord will deliver us. Because we are choosing to look unto the promise of God and hear from his message. That even in that condition, the message of the Lord is that, I am he that healeth thee. I am he that comforts thee. I am he that shall protect thee. I am he that will never leave you nor forsake you. So we choose to look unto him instead of paying attention to the message from the devil that can begin to affect our life and put fear so that our faith can be shaken. Brothers and sisters, the question is, in the journey of faith we are all in times of trouble, what do we pay attention to? Sometimes people begin to pay much attention to the trouble. Yes, troubles come. Even the Lord says, in this world you are going to have tribulation. But we should rejoice because he overcame. He's assuring us of victory of overcoming. So let us look at that promise he gave unto us. That is the message we should look unto. Let's hear what Paul says. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Glory be to God. I glory in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He chooses to look unto God in his weakness. Even when he had the thorn in his flesh, he could not hear from that message from the devil, Satan himself. He chose to look unto God. It made him sought the Lord thrice. It didn't put fear in him. Why? Because he did not pay attention to that message from the devil. He chose to look unto the promises of God. Brothers, my sisters, on this journey, let's be careful with the message that we are hearing. For faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. It's very specific. It is pointing to the word of God. That is how faith can come about in the life of a believer. It will be born out of hearing the word of God. Outside that, it can't manifest. There are many messages in this world. Many messages that have been preached through different messengers from the devil, and they are messengers from God. But everyone has to discern and choose to follow the right message and look unto the promise of God. John tells us, brothers and sisters, test all spirits, for not all spirits are from Christ. The Antichrist is also at work. There are many messengers that the devil can use. We are looking at the scenario of Paul now, where the devil is trying to use the flesh to bring forth a message that was going to pull Paul away from the will of God. But he chose to stand. He stood and looked unto the promises of God. We have looked at the throne of Israel, who had paid attention to a wrong message from Goliath, but one young man came and he had to shut down that false teaching. What voices are you hearing in your own life? Some voices in your mind are discouraging you, brothers and sisters. Shut them down. Don't pay attention unto them. Look at the word that the Lord has promised you. He is the provider of that which is unseen. The Lord cannot fail us, and He will never fail us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, as long as we choose to abide in His tabernacle, in His presence. He says, abide in me and I abide in you. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that's the Lord Jesus, He says, I will do it unto thee. He will definitely do it for you and I. He will, brothers and sisters. It's my prayer that on this journey, as you stand discouraged, look at what is discouraging you and choose to pick yourself up by listening to the right message. Pick the right message and use it to pull yourself up. The Lord will use other people to call you, to text you. He may use this platform to encourage you, even in a low state, so that He can remind you that He's with you. But are your ears hearkening to the right message? Is your heart ready to receive the message from God? Don't allow your condition to deceive you. Look unto the promises of God. In simplicity, the Lord is made manifest. Look at Goliath. He was a big thing. Obviously, his voice was too big. That could shake people. But in simplicity, the Lord gave victory to Israel through David, who could not allow Goliath to continue defying the true word that David had received. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is still blessing. The Lord is still lifting people out of the miracle. The Lord is still healing. As long as it is His will, it pleases Him, and we have faith in Him, He will grant victory unto us. If He chooses not to heal us, like we see in the scenario of Paul, where the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for thee, still let us obey and stand with Him and choose to be led by His Spirit. Because we are able to look beyond the affliction that we have. May the good Lord bless you. Shalom.